put on Snyder, and that's leading to some, you know, errant throws and some of the other things that you're always hoping for.
Jake Chaney and Muma Jungmeta, linebacker combo. Hunter Wohler, the extra safety, sneaks into the box at linebacker depth. Three receivers right, one on the left. Barksdale, the running back. Snyder takes the snap. He'll give it to Barksdale. Room up the middle inside the 45-yard line. Gets chopped down by Wohler at the 42. So it'll be fourth down and short for the Bulls with 4:40 remaining, 38-17, Wisconsin.
Yeah, we got him right where we want him, fourth and short. Let's see if you want to run that Jalen Hurts quarterback sneak again in this position. They knew that they're going for it, run the draw, setting themselves up to try and finally convert one of these fourth and shorts.
Harding out wide to the left. Barksdale, the running back. Snyder in the shotgun, fakes the handoff to Barksdale. Pressured by Peterson, throwing right side. McMillan to catch along the sidelines, 35 to the 30-yard line. And out of bounds at the 29 of Wisconsin. Penalty marker on the play.
After the play. Side block.
Yep. And this will be coming back. Getting penalty plagued here in the final few minutes of this game.
I always love you throw the arms up, you bring attention to it too. Once he threw his arms up, I saw the head ref, the old white cap,
admitting
fired
guilt.
That flag. Didn't need to do it either.
Yep.
Personal foul, illegal blindside block, offense number 11, 15-yard penalty from the spot of the foul. Repeat fourth down.
Yeah, it's Marlon Johnson, the fifth-year senior, with that penalty. So they'll place it at the 44 of Wisconsin. It's fourth and three for Buffalo. Mentioned Washington State, the next opponent. They're about ready to kick off at Colorado State. A road game to start the year for the Cougars. Three receivers left, one on the right. Barksdale, the running back. Fourth down and three, Buffalo at the Wisconsin 44-yard line. Play clock is at five. Barksdale shifts to the left of the quarterback. Play clock at one. Here's the snap, rolling left against Snyder. Now backpedaling under pressure. Throws it up left side, too high, incomplete. Wanted McMillan. And again, a roll to the left,
yeah,
and then a desperate backpedal, and they lose the ball on down.
God, I love what Darrell Peterson did right there. He put his head down. They rolled left. They were trying to kind of capture him with that left tackle to get the edge. He didn't let him capture him, and then he put his head into the running back and buried him back into Snyder, forcing him to continue to drift and drift and drift, and that set up the chance for Wisconsin to get the football back. Really good individual effort there by Darrell Peterson.
Keontez Lewis in the rotation now at receiver along with Quincy Burroughs and Vinny Anthony. Jackson Aker, former Verona Wildcats, in there at running back. Ball at the 44-yard line of Wisconsin, first and 10, as Mordecai hands it to Aker up the middle, 45 to the 50, and Jackson Aker down to the 48-yard line of Buffalo. A good 8-yard gain for Jackson. Ran it six times in a game against Rutgers a couple of years ago. Used last year as a receiver, handful of catches last year for Jackson as a fullback. Fullback no longer in existence at Wisconsin, but Jackson has running back skills to be sure. At the 48 of Buffalo, second down and two for Mordecai and the Wisconsin offense. Tucker Ashcraft, the tight end, out to the left. Three receivers to the right. As Mordecai, quick shot, and is intended for Ashcraft. It got batted back to Mordecai, and Clevester Hines is there to take care of Tanner Mordecai back at the 42-yard line of Wisconsin.
Yeah, it was the right read because he saw that the corner that was covering Ashcraft was going to be coming off of the edge. Just batted the ball down as he was coming on the blitz, and sometimes it's better knock that ball down. Don't take those added hits. Tanner got drilled after that.
Clevester Hines was a receiver, converted to the secondary. They were depleted and actually played there in the bowl game last December against Georgia Southern. Mordecai back to throw against a four-man rush. Tanner looks, flips it right side. Sliding catch made by Keontez Lewis. And just short of the stick. They'll mark at the 47-yard line of Buffalo. And it will be fourth down and one for Wisconsin. Offense stays on the field with 2 minutes to play. 38-17, the Badgers. Quincy Burroughs, another one of those transfers from Cincinnati. He is out wide to the left. Lewis to the right. Pistol formation now. Aker behind the quarterback, Tanner Mordecai. And the officials stop play for the moment. Center Judge getting in there. The Badgers subbing. Buffalo has the same opportunity. A minute 48 remaining.
The runner was beyond the line to gain. First and 10, Wisconsin.
All right. You take that too.
Yeah. Very nice.
Didn't even need a review for that. All right.
That's hey, there's 2 minutes. Let's get this baby moving.
Yeah, that's right.
It's been hot out here.
This bad boy is about 3.5 hours old here. Let's go. Well, the 46 of Buffalo, first down Wisconsin with a minute 40 remaining. Mordecai perfectly willing to bleed the clock here a little bit. Play clock is at 10. Tanner takes a snap. He'll give it to Aker over the left side inside the 45, inside the 40-yard line. Aker down to the 35-yard line. Fuqua is there along with Demetrius Harris. And there's a first down run to the 35-yard line of Buffalo with a minute 18 to play.
Yeah, nice job. I still love seeing guys. Ones are still out there. You got to finishing their blocks, finishing this game off. You always want to finish the game doing a victory formation when you have a night like tonight.
You're right. That number one O-line remains in the game, as does the number one QB, Mordecai. He'll hand it to Aker again, and he gets wrapped up by George Wallow just inside the 35. They'll mark at the 34. Wallow, a senior defensive tackle out of Columbia, Maryland. 48 seconds to play. Second down and 9 for the Buffalo 34-yard line. Badgers up 21. Out to win another season opener. That would make it 27 out of the last 28 season openers that have gone Wisconsin's way. Penn State.
I was going to guess
exception.
That.
Yep. Thinking this will be the final play as Mordecai, a little delay, handoff to Aker, wrapped up by John Andreessen. Joe Andreessen, beg your pardon, at the line of scrimmage, and that will wrap it up. So the Luke Fickell era underway with a win. Not a perfect game, nor did many really expect that. But the Badgers get the job done. The running back combo of Braylon Allen and Ches Malusi shine. Badger defense cleans up some things in the second half. And it's a 38-17 win for the Wisconsin Badgers. That is your final score, Wisconsin 38, Buffalo 17. We're back with the postgame show brought to you by your local Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL, no problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
It takes perfect execution to get to the end zone. The right play, the right formation, the right route. Every moment is meticulously practiced and perfected to defeat the opponent. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, our award-winning team tackles cancer head-on with the same kind of precision. We work smarter and fight harder with customized treatments and world-class doctors. The team at UW Health Carbone Cancer Center stops at nothing to intercept and defeat even the most complex cancers. UW Health. Remarkable.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
Your neighborhood bumper-to-bumper auto parts store is part of a large Midwest-based company committed to the values of honesty and integrity in all of our transactions. From Detroit to Madison, from Chicago to Marquette, we have you covered. Selection, quality, knowledgeable staff, name brands, and with competitive pricing and fast direct-to-home shipping, you can easily get back to doing what you love, working on your ride. Come see us at your bumper-to-bumper auto parts store today.
Jump around with the Badgers right here. This is Badger football from Learfield.
On Wisconsin, the fight song that boasts the winningness of the Badgers. Just like the claim, Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks, touts our 46 years of triumph. Thanks to towing, torque, payload, and more patents than the word fight is repeated in a fight song. Built Ford tough capabilities that make F-Series trucks the champions of can-do. And exactly why so many sing their praises. Shop your F-Series at your Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers, proud supporters of Wisconsin athletics, based on 1977 to 2022 CY total sales.
Hey, Mott's Matt here for Brewpub Lots of Mott's Pizza. You know, there are very few things in life worth waiting for. Pizza's done.
Oh, I'm on it. I'm starving. I've been waiting.
I wouldn't do that. It's going to really...
It's so hot, it's burning my mouth.
A Brewpub Lots of Matzah pizza is, it's the epitome of delayed gratification. So when your Brewpub pizza is done and the temptation to dive right in due to the deliciousness of every bite overwhelms you, step back, give it time, and know it's worth the wait. Brewpub Lots of Matzah pizza is available in your local grocery store.
Badger football has been brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. SeatGeek, official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. And by Case IH. Get in the red zone with Case IH. Visit caseih.com/badgers. Welcome to the Badger postgame show.
It took a while, but the Badgers got separation in the second half en route to a 38-17 win against the Buffalo Bulls. Chez Malusi with 157 rushing yards, including an 89-yard touchdown run. Braylon Allen goes for 141 with a long of 37 yards. Braylon also seven catches out of the backfield today. So there's a touch. Again, I don't think either of us was expecting a totally smooth sailing, a finished product, but I think maybe you saw some things where, okay, something went wrong. How did they answer that? Mm-hmm. And maybe some encouraging signs there.
Obviously, I think we all are hoping one thing, and you know, coaches and players always strive for perfection, and you never reach it, but you keep chasing it. Today was about learning more about your football team. So I think Coach Fickell can look at this and say, a lot of stuff to clean up, but what you love is when it was fourth and short, third down, what they did on defense today in that regard, huge ups. Offensively, you stuck with it and you were able to run the football really effectively in the second half. But coaches, I'm telling you, they love games like today where you win, but you have a ton of stuff to correct. Mm-hmm. Because what you don't want to have happen, come out here today and it's – an aerial assault, and it's 56-0. Everybody's feeling really good about themselves. The great part about this is you find a way, you get this job done, you win, and there's going to be more angst than, man, I can't believe I left that out there on the field. That's what coaches love, and I think from a player standpoint, there's a lot of things that you feel good about, but I'm guessing most of those guys in that locker room will enjoy this win, but they'll say we left a lot out there.
Yeah, better tackling in the second half. And, the bad news late was the targeting penalty against Jordan Turner, mm-hmm. So he'll have to sit the first half of next week's game against Washington State. Jake Chaney, though, he'll be now part of that group with Muma Jungmeta, beg your pardon. Hunter Waller, we've talked him up quite a bit today. Mm-hmm. 11 tackles to lead the way, 10 solo. It's a defense that I think he is all about.
And I think I did not even notice that. We called his name a bunch, and I just kept focusing on, especially in the second half, on that. Because the middle linebacker group is going to be critical for this team defensively. They're the studs, and Hunter Waller is really in position to become a household name, I think, because the way this defense is set up, 11 tackles, as you mentioned, he was all over the place. And so there's a lot of things that you feel really good about. Your guys delivered in the second half, and from a team standpoint, a lot of learning that can be made. And that's all you heard Luke Fickell say is, I want this team to be playing its best football at the end of the year.
Yep.
If they were playing that great today, wow. But there's there is this process that you have to go through when you've done all the changes that you've done here at Wisconsin.
Yeah, they know they will have to be better next week going to Pullman, Washington. The trip itself is taxing. It's not like they're going to be flying right into Pullman, so it's maybe a little bit reminiscent of the old days going to State College where you ended up going to Harrisburg and then busing in. It's a little similar story on tap for Wisconsin next week against a team that beat the Badgers last year anyway. So for the returning players, they certainly will have the attention. Washington State has their attention. Make no mistake about that. 38-17, Wisconsin takes down Buffalo today. Stay with us. Our postgame show continues, presented by your local Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers. This is Badger football from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Badger football all season long.
All the way! 71 yards!
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Into the building for the first time after the shooting. It was crippling, but it had to be preserved.
In response to the Pulse nightclub shooting that affected the LGBTQ community, Barbara Poma, owner of Pulse, founded the One Pulse Foundation to honor Pulse victims and survivors.
If you're an ally of this community, speak out. There are more of us together than apart. It is the power of love in its rawest form.
Join the fight for LGBTQ acceptance. Learn how at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
The impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies, because feeling full can sound like this.
How did the interview go?
I did it! I got the job! I can't believe it!
And like this.
Mom, I got first place at the science fair with my volcano project!
That's amazing, sweetie. Congratulations!
Because when people are fed, futures are nourished, and everyone deserves to live a full life. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Wisconsin defeats Buffalo here today, 38-17, as we continue with our local Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers postgame show. Time now for today's Red Zone recap from Case IH. While our fields aren't the kind you throw passes on, Case IH has you covered. Our equipment is designed to help you tackle every field challenge and take your success all the way to the end zone. Learn more at caseih.com/Badgers. Three times the Badgers got into the red zone, two touchdowns and a Nathaniel Vakos field goal. Not bad. They would have liked three touchdowns there, but they got the job done.
Yeah, they did. And I think, a lot of times you see, beginning of the season, you see the turnovers that that Wisconsin had. But when you get in that red zone, you want to make sure you're even more tight with the football. And today, yeah, you want to get touchdowns every time, but you want to come out of there with points. And, you know, to go 3 for 3, build off of that, try to get that touchdown percentage. I think you want it to be about 70%. And if you can get there, you feel pretty good. And as long as you're coming out of there with points, you typically feel like you're going to have a good chance to win football games.
Yeah, last year, by point of reference, Wisconsin had touchdowns on 64%. You go back, we were talking about the Badgers winning on opening day, you know, almost without exception over the last close to three decades. That game against Penn State, now that's a higher caliber of opponent. Mm-hmm. I get it. But you think back of that game and all those missed opportunities. So, again, not perfect today, but you have a little bit of something to build on for Wisconsin, getting 17 points on their three trips to the red zone. The Case IH Red Zone Recap brought to you by Case IH and your local Case IH dealers. Learn more at caseih.com/Badgers. 38-17, Wisconsin defeats Buffalo. Our postgame report brought to you by your local Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers continues in a moment. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
What does it mean to be locally owned and operated? For Cenex, it means everything. It means that we know if you take your coffee to go or if you like to stay a while. It means we've helped Little Leagues get jerseys and local festivals get funding. It means we know what our communities need. So you'll always leave Cenex with a full tank, full of snacks, or full of smiles. Or all of the above. And that means the world to us. Cenex, powered locally.
At Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Carter, the excitement never stops. With new and ever-changing gaming, including slots, table games, bingo, and sports betting, you have so many ways to win. Not to mention a newly renovated hotel, dining, and fantastic promotions. What are you waiting for? Make your escape today to Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Carter. Visit paysbig.com for more. Must be 21 to enter casino.
There are three things I look forward to on Labor Day weekend. A really cold drink, a really good book, and really good deals. That's why I'm glad I went to Kohl's. I saved an extra $10 off when I spent $25 or more and got 50% off outdoor furniture and rugs, tees for under $10, and denim for under $35, plus iron Kohl's cash. The moral of the story? Get everything you need to relax for a really low price at Kohl's. Select styles. $10 off $25 offer in September 4th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Badger football lives here.
Oh, my goodness!
This is Badger football from Learfield.
You face a lot of challenges every day. Getting the right rental equipment for the job shouldn't be one of them. At Fabic Rents, we're built to support all your rental needs. We're ready when you are with tools and equipment, expert advice, and exceptional service wherever the job may take you. Our job at Fabic Rents is to make your job easier. Get what you need when you need it. Are you ready to get started? Find out how easy it is today. Visit FabicRents.com. That's FabicRents.com. Fabic Rents. Ready when you are.
Badger football fans, great tackling can happen off the gridiron too. Rough trail ahead, tough to-do lists. In a Chevy truck, you can tackle any challenge that comes your way. There's Silverado, a legend in strength, capability, and technology. Or Colorado, with a durable, fully boxed frame and powerful engine choices to help you work smarter and play harder. See your Badgerland Chevy dealer, a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. And make sure to visit BadgerlandChevy.com.
We continue with our local Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers postgame show. Wisconsin defeats Buffalo 38-17. It was just 14-10 Wisconsin at the half. As Buffalo was doing a very good job of more than hanging in there, answering a score with a score. But in the third quarter, the Badgers started to get separation, and it started with our call of the game, courtesy of Ches Malusi. So here we go. Mordecai and the Wisconsin offense for the Badgers 11-yard line. First and 10. Tanner Bordellini, the center, sends it back to Mordecai. Hand off to Malusi, off the right side, across the 10, turns it up, 15. Malusi to 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45 to the 50. Cutting left, Malusi to the 40, weaving to the 30, Heath to the 20, Malusi to the 10, to the 5. Touchdown, Wisconsin! Shows Malusi, 89 yards! On his way to a career-high 157 rush yards on 13 totes.
Dang, that was a good call by you.
That was a great run.
Really? I thought with your preseason, your first game, man, mid-season form. That was such a big play. And I know we were joking around in the broadcast about, was that the game-changing play? Absolutely. Yep. And it was just such a – you got to see – I thought Chez today – you know, showed some really, really a tough run down on this, is this the north end zone?
Down to the to our right, yeah. Be the south end.
So the south, I'm not great with geography.
It's okay, Magellan.
The south end zone, when he jammed that one in, I thought that was really tough. And then you get to see his speed and that great juke to set it up because, you know, as an O-line, and you want to get your running back to the safety, and then it's on the running back to do it. And Chez did that and really changed the whole complexion of the game because it was kind of – everybody's just kind of muddling along and content, and he busted that open. And it was just such a monster play in the game to get the energy back in the building and to get everybody those positive vibes because you're down there on that sideline – and you start feeling that tension, and you start feeling, man, we're playing a team. We should be beating these guys by 25 points. It's only a four-point game. All of those things factored in, and the fact that it was a heck of a run, big-time play, and obviously game-changing for Wisconsin.
As Patrick Hurd mentioned in the next possession, too, Braylon Allen saw that. You know, his competitive juices would get going, and that was what happened. All of a sudden, his workload picked up. He ended up with 141 rushing yards and a long at 37. So, you know, they talk about air raid, and yes, they do want to throw the ball. Tanner Mordecai was 24 of 31 for 189 yards, one touchdown, the 29-yard strike to Chimray Dike. The two interceptions, though, he'll obviously want to clean that up. But, man, that 1-2 punch. There are a lot of really good running back tandems in college football and some great ones in the Big Ten. I think Allen and Malusi want to be in that conversation.
Yeah, and I think Chez, you know, he's had some injuries and – you know, Braylon gets a lot of the love. I don't remember what award, what preseason hype he is, and he's earned all of that. And I think Chez sometimes can kind of left as a secondary guy. And today he made sure he let you know. No, the fact that they worked in unison, and there's no doubt. I think Braylon did take note. Hey, I want some of that. I'm the guy here too. And for Wisconsin, it always is going to be. You still are going to need to run the football, and you're hoping the way it's set up, it's going to be easier. You're not going to be pounding your head against a wall running into 8- and 9-man boxes. Instead, it's going to be a lighter box, and you're going to have to make some people miss. And today, both of those guys did that.
You see that competitive edge there. Then we go back when this program really started to flourish, go back 30 years ago, the 30 years ago when the Badgers won the Rose Bowl game for the first time ever, the late Brent Moss and Terrell Fletcher, what one guy ran for 8, the other guy wanted to run for 9, and then those two, they were extra special. And this one might be 2 this year. We'll see. It's just game 1, long way to go, but a good start for those guys today. We'll send it down to the locker room here as Mike Keller standing by with head coach Luke Fickell.
Thanks, Matt. Let's talk with the head coach Luke Fickell and talk about handling adversity. That first part of the second quarter, your first drive of the second quarter, you drop what should be a long touchdown pass 2 days later. There's a pick. Tanner makes a play to keep it from being a pick 6, and then they don't get points. Handling adversity.
No, that's what it's about, and I kind of told the guys before we went into this thing, I said, there's going to be adversity. I don't know where, I don't know what, but there's always going to be adversity. Probably a little more than maybe we would maybe have thought or expected, but in the long run, it's probably going to be the best thing for us.
Let's talk about leadership, because I know you're looking for that. Chez gave you leadership on a single play.
He did. I mean, I brought him up there after in the locker room just here, just because he provided the spark, you know, and that's what it's about. You know, you got to find ways to create some energy when things aren't going exactly the way you want them to. And so that's handling adversity too, and then that's capitalizing on top of it. So you can't realize how not just one play, but a guy like that, and especially the play like that, creates a lot of energy and momentum, a lot of confidence.
the very next drive offensively, it's the Braylon Allen show. He just kind of took over. You went to him, and the line created space, and he was another leader in that moment, takes you the full length down the field.
No, those are the two guys we brought up after the game, and it's amazing how much those guys can provide and what they're doing. And it's not always the 79-yard run. It's sometimes it's Braylon's 4-, 5-, and 6-yard runs that just provide energy and physicality and the things that we want to be about. And you know, so it's not going to change regardless of what we call ourselves offensively and defensively. It's still going to be about creating energy, being physical, and making plays.
Luke, sometimes we talk about too much, maybe, about adjustments at halftime, but maybe what was the message at halftime? And let's talk about defense, because 4 punts on the first 4 possessions and then a turnover on downs for the first 5 possessions in the second half.
Yeah, I think that, you know, there were some things that maybe we didn't do as good a job preparing for, some of the condensed sets. And, you know, you kind of know when guys come in at you, there's two things when, you know, they're, you know, not quite as talented in some ways that people would say. And, you know, it's finding ways to create some mismatches and FSLs and formations of sidelines and bunches. And I don't think in the first half we did a great job at adjusting and recognizing some of that stuff and give them credit. But I thought in the second half we kind of had a little bit better plan and awareness for the things that they were doing out of those sets.
Luke, you never know what to expect in a first game of any season, but a first game in a new place, I don't know what your expectations were, but how did they fit those today?
I don't know, maybe I have some unattainable expectations at times, and but it's hard. That's just the way that sometimes we live and what we want to stress ourselves to do to get better. And, you know, the expectation was to win. And first and foremost, I told those guys there, be grateful for what it is that we did and winning, because winning's not easy. There's always things we can get better. We'll go back to the work on Sunday and figure out ways we can get better. And they always say that your greatest growth is between game 1 and game 2, and we need it.
Coach, congratulations. Enjoy this one. 1-0 are the Badgers. They're at Washington State next Saturday night. Matt?
All right, Mike. Coach, thank you very much. There it is, Tausch.
I love those cliches,
yep.
Man.
First game of the second.
Yeah, but I understand why coaches say it, because it's true. It's just we get a kick out of it in the media world because you hear that, and you hear that with players, because you do get a chance to see where you're at, and then you get a chance to take that next step. So I understand it, and you know what? You're going to need it, because I think for a lot of us, you know, we remember what we saw last year, and I know it's completely different, but the challenge is going to be real heading out there. And today's game, you got a lot of great learning points and everything else, but you're going to get put to the test in a probably what's going to be a pretty tough environment.
We didn't get a chance to get back to the topic because there is that such a mystery in game 1, especially in college, because not only do you not have preseason games, you don't have joint practices. And we threw it out there to him on his radio show Wednesday night. He'd like to do it. I mean, at least in April, at least in spring ball, and you probably want it. Now, the question is, can you do it? Is there enough trust? And even he said, look, there's a way to, you know, for television to get involved. And, you know, he knows he wasn't born yesterday, but it is something I thought that was intriguing. He's not against that idea.
No, I think, you know, coaches always balance the injury part of it with getting your guys ready. And I think Luke is, you know, understanding that you have to play football and you have to go out and do this stuff. And that's why, you know, I think you saw some sloppy tackling, because if you can't do it live in practice, you just get thrown out in the game. The speed of it's up, and so that there's a bunch of challenges with that. So you want to practice as much as you can, but wisely, I think the, you know, administrative coaching staffs and things like that are really erring on the side of player safety and let it rip when you get out there, and you just learn to live with the mistakes, and you allow that growth, of course, the big growth from game 1 to game 2.
As always.
Is that your favorite cliche?
Is that my favorite cliche?
I think so.
We've had a lot of fun with that over the years. That would be. There's
the bye week always falls at a perfect time.
Oh, yeah,
there's a ton of stuff.
Always.
That's fun.
Yeah, it'll be after 4 games. That's perfect this year. Perfect. 38-17, Wisconsin leads Buffalo, or beats Buffalo here. Not only leading Buffalo, but they beat Buffalo today, 38-17. We'll check in with Ches Malusi coming up. More of our local Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers postgame show coming up. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow.
That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Fall sure is pretty. I love all the colors.
You got that right, pal, especially the red, white, and blue.
What?
Red, white, and blue. You know, all of the bunting they decorate the ballpark with for special occasions.
Oh, like the playoffs.
You got it. Baseball at its finest.
And for those special games, you need special food.
Nothing but the best, like Usinger's sausage. How about those Oktoberfest brats? Mm-mm. This time of the year, everyone elevates their game. From the field to the grill.
Even the announcers.
That's why you've got more than two lines, buddy.
Oh,
Bucky says, on Wisconsin. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
What is dedication?
My biggest fear in the middle of my addiction was that my kids wouldn't have a father. And I started thinking, you know what? This isn't my story. I definitely had to become a better man to be a better father. It's important to me that my kids are empowered and truly believe that if they can think it, they can do it.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
This is your captain. We are going to be experiencing some slight turbulence. Please fasten your... Oh, hold on. Just got a video of my cat.
Imagine the pilot of an airplane was as confident as you are texting and driving. Seems kind of crazy when you put it like that.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Into the building for the first time after the shooting. It was crippling, but it had to be preserved.
In response to the Pulse nightclub shooting that affected the LGBTQ community, Barbara Poma, owner of Pulse, founded the One Pulse Foundation to honor Pulse victims and survivors.
If you're an ally of this community, speak out. There are more of us together than apart. It is the power of love in its rawest form.
Join the fight for LGBTQ acceptance. Learn how at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
We continue with our local Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers postgame show. Badgers 38, Buffalo 17. A lot of love to Chez Malusi today. 13 totes, 157 yards, and a couple of touchdowns. Mike Heller caught up with the senior running back a couple of minutes ago.
I was just talking to Coach Fickell about leadership, and you had one of those moments, 89 yards worth of leadership on a single play, helped to turn this game around.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah, man. I just do my part, man. Just try to, you know, I just want to be the spark for the team in certain situations, and we definitely needed one. I made sure I had that moment.
It's a 15-second play. It's 89 yards. What's your memory of it now?
I mean, honestly, I don't, like, my highs are highs and my lows are lows, and I'm thankful for it, but I'm kind of already on to the next game. I want to kind of do my routine, get my rehab in, and kind of already start for the next game.
All right, so I'm going to ask you again, though, to take me through that play, because you got a great block early to clear, and then walk me through a couple of big cutbacks.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I saw that lane, and I kind of set it up. I kind of made it so, like, I overreached, cut back, saw the lane, and I just hit it. And just thanks to my wideouts, they had some good blocks on the perimeter, and I was just reading their blocks and cutting off them as well.
It's hard to know what to expect in a game one, right? Any season, right? In a game one with a whole total regime change. What were your expectations, and maybe how did this live to those?
I mean, yeah, like you said, you know, we had a whole new coaching staff, and I think they had us prepared, man. I think we had a little adversity up front, but that was good for us, man. I think Coach Fick hit it on the head when we met. You know, he kind of saw we got the battle adversity. And I think we did good with it.
So I'm going to ask you about that adversity, because on the first drive of the second quarter, you have a long touchdown pass that's going to be a touchdown pass. It gets dropped. Two plays later, there's a pick. that you guys turn around. It wasn't a pick six. They didn't score. Right. But then you guys answered. How important is it to handle those adverse moments?
Super important, man. You just have to play complimentary football with that. You know, the defense got to stop. And, you know, we just kind of responded, and we got some points out of it. So I think we did good with the adversity overall.
Chez, your running back mate, Braylon Allen, on the drive after your 89-yard run, he took over as well. The two of you, I believe, combined for 198 yards on the day. 298. Don't let me shortchange you. 100. 298. That's a hell of a day.
Yes, sir, man. You know, I think we, this whole summer, man, this whole year, man, we worked our ass off, and, you know, we just kind of put our head down, and we're going to continue to put our head down and keep going to work.
Last thought here is, what was the message in the locker room after, and how do you enjoy it, put it to bed, and get ready for Washington State?
Yeah, man, that was game one. You know, we're going to celebrate the victory, and, you know, tomorrow we're going to come in here, watch it, and then just get ready for next week, man.
Chez, appreciate it. Enjoy it. Back up to you.
Yeah, enjoy it, and then move on. Move on to next. That's how it works, right?
So. Yeah, that's and enjoy it, because we're going to be looking up, and we're going to blink, and it's going to be cold, and it's going to be senior day. And so enjoy these moments. Make sure you take it in and understand how it all plays out. And then trust me, the coaches and everybody else will have you flip that script when watching film tomorrow. So get out tonight, enjoy yourselves, and get ready to work again tomorrow.
I have never known anybody who enjoys a win, no matter who it's against. And, oh, boy. Your old coach, Barry Alvarez.
Hey. He did.
Especially the big ones, obviously.
It's hard to win,
it's hard to win.
You know, I'm shocked that that's my first Barry impression today, but he has always been accurate with that, and you heard Coach Fickell say it too.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to win, and you better enjoy him, because you put in so much work. You think about squat fest and running stadiums and all the mental stuff that these young men have had to go through over the course of the last 7 or 8 months. Enjoy it. It was, again, as we've said a bunch of times, it wasn't the prettiest thing, but you know what? You're able to get it done. Enjoy it. And then the competitiveness and understanding what you need to do to win next weekend, you're going to need to be better.
So you're not tired of us yet? You'll come with us to Pullman next week?
Yeah, I'm excited. It's I've heard there's nothing better than Pullman in the middle of the September. So, and you really spruced it up by saying it's going to be like Happy Valley. I always thought that was always the toughest trips, because you'd fly and you're in a bus, and we watched 15 movies, and then we got our tails kicked in and I had a bus back, and you get back. So hopefully this excursion is going to be better than that one.
Hopefully only 10 movies instead of 15 and a better result on Saturday. We'll take that, right?
Yeah, we could do that. I'm sure I can. You have a book on tape I can probably pull up, right? And there's got to be a book of some sort about you that we can join in and watch.
I doubt
listen
that.
To,
probably right? No, not that I know
okay.
of.
Well, we'll,
but if there is, I'll let you know.
So.
All righty, sir. That was fun. We appreciate Aisha Jackson back at the Network Studio. Patrick Kerr, our sideline reporter, Mike Heller handling multiple duties as always for us. Dave McCann, our engineer, for Mark Tauscher, by Matt LePay. That'll do it for us here in the booth. Wisconsin 38, Buffalo 17. Stay with us. More to come. We'll hand it off to Tim Scott, then Billy Schmidt, as the Wisconsin Ford postgame show continues. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Odyssey Brands is a proud partner of UW Athletics and a supporter of our Wisconsin dairy farmers. We believe in using only the highest quality ingredients. 4 generations of cheese-making excellence goes into every batch of our Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese. Check us out at odysseybrands.com.
Hi, it's Matt LePay, voice of the Badgers. Did you know Evans Transportation moves more than 30,000 shipments in the Badger State every year? Last year, they moved nearly 500 million pounds of freight for Scani customers. Is that why Evans is known as Wisconsin's 3PL? You betcha. Looking for customized logistics solutions to keep your business moving? Call Wisconsin's 3PL, Evans Transportation. Find them at evanstrans.com.
Running a business is a lot of work. Luckily, I've got a great partner.
Oh, I thank you.
I meant U.S. Bank.
I knew that.
U.S. Bank Business Essentials is a huge help to us.
Totally. Their comprehensive point-of-sale system does it all. Tracks inventory, manages schedules, customizes orders.
Plus all the regular banking stuff.
If only it could make coffee.
Nah, that's your job.
From point-of-sale to quick loans, we have many ways to make your business boom. That's what U.S. Bank is for. U.S. Bank. We'll get there together. Equal housing lender member FDIC.
For over 100 years, David Catt has served the hardworking men and women that improve the quality of life in our community. As your local Catt dealer, David Catt provides new and used heavy and compact equipment, power systems, rental, parts, and full service support to those of you getting the job done. You make essential progress possible, and Favit Catt is honored to support the work you do every day. Visit favitcatt.com or call your local Favit Catt store for more information. Favit Catt is proud to sponsor Badgerland.
Whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burgers, or leaving a light on for loved ones, we know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need so you can focus on what's most important to you. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
This is your home for the Badgers.
It is good! He hit it!
This is Badger football from Learfield.
Hey, Mott's Matt here for Brewpub Lots of Mott's Pizza. You know, there are very few things in life worth waiting for. Pizza's done.
Oh, I'm on it. I'm starving. I've been waiting.
I wouldn't do that. It's going to be really...
It's so hot. It's burning my mouth.
A Brewpub Lots of Mott's Pizza is, it's the epitome of delayed gratification. So when your Brewpub pizza is done and the temptation to dive right in due to the deliciousness of every bite overwhelms you, step back, give it time, and know it's worth the wait. Brewpub Lots of Mott's Pizza is available in your local grocery store.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
The Ford postgame show continues, brought to you by your local Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers, Tim Scott and Bill Smith today. We are out and about with fans at the set inside Union South, and this is the home of the official Badger Bash, where the Badger Band plays. We've been over here for 50-plus years. The Badger Band has played here. Billy has some memories of this place, too, but we will talk about those off air someday.
Commercial break podcast for those ones, boss.
Is that what it is? So this is the fans part of the show. This is where you get to tell us what you think about your new look Wisconsin Badgers. Yes, we do have plenty of thoughts today. 14-10 game at half. It's as quiet as a church. There was one point where Coach Fickle decided not to go for it on fourth down, and there was a rippling of boos that went through the crowd. It is a work in progress. That's what's going on right now.
It's
going
to be a slow burn. It's going to be a slow burn. There's going to be some growing pains. But, Tim, ultimately, I know Mark was joking about it with some of the cliches that might be his favorite one of the bigger jump between game one and game two. Here's an even better coaching cliche. It's never as bad as it looks on film. It's also never as good as it looks. That there are moments there, if you go back and look into that first half, and, oh, boy, are these boys going to do that tomorrow before they bury this one and get ready to go to Pullman and try to extract some revenge against the Cougs coming up next Saturday night. But there's a lot to learn from here. There's also a lot to like. And more importantly, Tim, I'm excited to hear from the fans here at Union South, who are getting rehydrated, by the way.
Yeah, that's what
they're
doing.
A little hot over there, especially on the east in the east stands here today at Camp Randall. But we all got our first taste and look as to what this new offense and defense will look like.
414-799-1973. That is the talk and text line if you want to shoot us some thoughts. They were piling in throughout the day today. As we went back and looked at some of the texts, it was really funny looking back at the first half compared to the second half, right?
It is, and absolutely so. There's so much excitement, so much anticipation, and
so much hype.
So much hype. And I think that's ultimately the biggest word, right? Like, last time we got to watch a Luke Fickle team, he had the vest on that has team written on the back when they went down to Phoenix and played in the Guaranteed Rate Bowl. But that wasn't his team. That wasn't this team. That wasn't the one we've talked about and had a bunch of additions to, new quarterback, new left guard, Joe Huber was everybody's most excited player for. They were waiting to see what the new look left guard would add to the Badger offensive line. But you have a bunch of new additions, new shiny toys on the outside. But who's ultimately the ones that bring you the biggest spark, Tim? Your senior captain, Shimray DK. Chez Malusi, fifth-year senior, who's going to be a massive part of this team going forward. And holy cow, man, does Braylon Allen fun to watch run the football.
You know, coming into today's, into Madison today and leading up to it as well, and listening to Coach Fickell's radio shows the last few weeks, and the term air raid offense, four receivers,
buzzword.
Five receivers.
Yep.
It's the buzzword. We're going to throw the ball over the yard. Yet it was the staple of Wisconsin, which this program was built on, big offensive linemen and a running game. And when you look at the final stats today, the Badgers tallied 501 yards of offense. They ran for 312. Chez and Braylon both rushed for over 100 yards for the third time as a duo. Wisconsin is now undefeated 3-0 in those games. But it was the running game in the second half that got them rolling again.
And it's a staple of Phil Longo's offense, right? I mean, like, they showed on the television broadcast a little snippet of the facts of the air raid offense, and one of them is like 80 to 85% of your plays are going to be through the air. God rest his soul, Mike Leach was running that at Texas Tech.
Yep.
Phil Longo really has never run that in college football. You look at what he did at Ole Miss. He had some great receivers who are playing on Sundays making a whole bunch of money in DK Metcalf and AJ Brown there, but they still ran the football. You look at what he pumped on out at North Carolina. Michael Carter's in the NFL for a reason. And Javonte Williams in the NFL for a reason, for what they did in the backfield for him. He's going to run the football. And that 50-50 split is going to be real comfortable. When I went down and talked to Mike Heller at halftime, and it was that 14-10 game, Tim, when you're talking about the band is outside playing, and people are much happier now that the band is on the field, and we can celebrate a little bit because it was tenuous for the first 30 minutes of football. They ran it 20 times. They threw it 20 times. I think that's going to be the split if this sauce is going to be exactly what they want it to be on offense.
Well, what's interesting, too, is that in the second half, it was Chez's run that sparked him. But
broke
you and
open.
I talked a lot at halftime about the Skylar Bell drop.
Yeah.
Where how momentum shifted because two plays later, Mordecai throws a pick, and everybody's like, what just happened? I mean, it's beautiful throw.
Totally.
The quarterback, Bell's right there. It's an easy six, and he dropped it.
And it's beautifully set up, and it ultimately, I think, set up the DK touchdown. If you look at the route combination of what they're running, Skylar Bell clears out the safeties, get him running down the field. Well, he split us the first time. It was wide open for six. Just couldn't get it off the windshield when he puts it up beautifully. Leave it at the 10-yard line instead of taking it into the house. But that part of it is going to be a fact of this Badger offense. It's going to be a staple of this Badger offense, taking a couple of deep shots. And at least it was out there. It's a lot better than throwing it into double coverage and not being able to see some. But, again, these are the positives that you can extract from what ultimately felt like a negative half because of how excited everybody was to see what Luke Fickell's team was going to put together here today on the field. They get a win, 20-point win, but there's a lot to pull from and a lot to grow from on a 21-point victory today.
Well, just for some perspective, Ohio State was a mess today.
Yeah.
They had some injuries to deal with. They beat Indiana 23-3. Iowa, at the beginning of the game, looked like they were going to roll Utah State. They're playing in Iowa City. They end up winning only by 10, 24-14.
Yeah.
Fresno State today upset Purdue 39-35. And when you were looking at the Badgers schedule, that Friday night game in West Lafayette, you're like, ooh, I don't know about that because it's early in the season.
Yep.
But yet Fresno State goes in and beats Purdue in their backyard today. So, and one more thought on this real quick. And you and I talked about this numerous times during the game today. Give Buffalo credit because they had lost some players during this game. Yeah, it was hot. You think it was hot in the stands? It was hot
on that sideline.
On that sideline.
On that sideline
where
they're staring into the sun the whole game. Yes, no doubt about it.
And those kids never gave up, did they?
No, and you know what, man? They enjoyed the hell out of it, and you got to give them a bunch of credit. They fought valiantly throughout the game, and nothing was easy. And they also, I think, gave Tanner Mordecai some good teach tape that, man, you're not going to be able to stare down a couple of these receivers coming across the middle in the second pick, which almost looked like a pick six. Both of them looked like they were going to go back to the house. But it's just the sharpness quality of it. The first one you mentioned after the Skylar Bell drop, two plays later, the interception is, I think he was trying to get it to his big tight end there across the middle. I think that was Rucci that he's trying to get it to. Tim, that ball's on time.
Yeah.
You're running and going down the sidelines for a few more yards. Just that sharpness quality. Once you get into Big Ten play, will be a little bit easier to correct. But I'll add another one in here. Number two, Michigan. All excited as they buy East Carolina for a game like this. 30-3 today. So not everybody's best performance here in week one in the Big Ten.
Well, I think what you just said is so true. It's week one.
Week one.
You remember, folks, and Luke Fickell in the open talked a little bit about this. In college football, there's no preseason games.
Yeah. Yep.
You know, there's no joint practices with another team. None of that. I mean, you go.
And not only for the players on the field, right?
Right.
For the whole new coaching staff.
Yes.
I mean, there's a reason why while we were at spring practice and going to the launch and seeing a couple of times when we were in Platteville being able to get our eyes on the team, that these coaches were treating it almost like a game situation. They'd have headsets on during team drills. I think they were working out some of the kinks that you would have once you get into the communication aspect of being here on game day. There's nothing like game day when there's 80-plus thousand people in here, and it was as juiced up in that stadium as it was come kickoff time.
All right, we need a break. When we come back, I want to talk about the backbone of this team, which is the offensive line. You played offensive line in college.
The stars of the show is what you're saying.
Yeah,
okay,
big uglies. We want to talk about that when we come back. And if you were at the game today, it was a whole new look, a whole new atmosphere. I want to know your thoughts on that tonight, too.
Amen.
It's 414-799-1973. Shoot us your text on that. Many ways for you to catch up with us tonight as we break down, in the end, a Wisconsin Badger win. The Fickell era, he's now 2-0, officially 2-0, because you count the bowl game.
Got to count the bowl game on in there,
too.
He
was the coach of record.
Can't use that bit that he hasn't won a game yet. Now they're in the victory column.
Badgers knock off Buffalo at the camp by a score of 38-17. Our postgame show presented by our local Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers continues in a moment. And this is Badger football from Learfield.
Hey, Mats and Matt here for Brewpub Lots of Mats Pizza. You know, there are very few things in life worth waiting for.
Pizza's done.
Oh, I'm on it. I'm starving. I've been waiting.
I wouldn't do that. It's going to be really...
It's so hot, it's burning my mouth.
A Brewpub Lots of Matzo Pizza is, it's the epitome of delayed gratification. So when your Brewpub pizza is done and the temptation to dive right in due to the deliciousness of every bite overwhelms you, step back, give it time, and know it's worth the wait. Brewpub Lots of Matzo Pizza is available in your local grocery store.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
From the opening kickoff to the fifth quarter.
The defense comes through.
This is Badger football from Learfield.
On Wisconsin, the fight song that boasts the winningness of the Badgers. Just like the claim, Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks, touts our 46 years of triumph. Thanks to towing, torque, payload, and more patents than the word fight is repeated in a fight song. Built Ford tough capabilities that make F-Series trucks the champions of can-do. And exactly why so many sing their praises. Shop your F-Series at your Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers. Proud supporters of Wisconsin athletics. Based on 1977 to 2022 CY total sales.
You face a lot of challenges every day. Getting the right rental equipment for the job shouldn't be one of them. At Fabic Rents, we're built to support all your rental needs. We're ready when you are with tools and equipment, expert advice, and exceptional service wherever the job may take you. Our job at Fabic Rents is to make your job easier. Get what you need when you need it. Are you ready to get started? Find out how easy it is today. Visit FabicRents.com. That's FabicRents.com. Fabic Rents. Ready when you are.
Which schools will take home the prestigious Learfield Director's Cup for the 2023-24 college athletic season? You can follow the standings of your favorite school or alma mater at L Director's Cup on Twitter and online at TheDirectorsCup.com. That's TheDirectorsCup.com and L Director's Cup on Twitter. Trophies will be awarded in June 2024 to the winning institutions in all competitive divisions. Learfield Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Welcome back to the postgame show brought to you by your local Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers. Tim Scott and Bill Schmidt live at the set inside Union South. This is the place to be before the game and after the game as well. Lots of Badger fans here along the network. We need to pause. 10 seconds for a station ID. 10 seconds for a station identification. You're listening to Badger Football from Learfield. Well, the Badgers not the only scoreboard watching we are doing tonight. The Brewers had trailed the Phillies early by a score of 2-1, but Tyrone Taylor drove in Bryce Terang, and then Kristen Yelich moments ago drove in Tyrone Taylor. Brewers up 3-2 as they play at AmFam Field.